And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, lot of bull buying right now. Once you get that sire home, there are some important steps to take, right?
One of the most important we need to remember is biosecurity and what that means for our herd health. This is something that really should be talked over with your veterinarian and finding a plan that works best for your herd and your operation. One of the most important things to consider would be to quarantine those new sires to keep them from your existing herd animals. And at best, we'd like that to be for 30 days, but thinking about the length of time and what the biggest risks are in your area. So again, really talk through this plan with your veterinarian and figure out a plan that works best for your operation.
Good stuff, Lacey. Hey, more on bull management when we come back.
Pfeiffer's Auctioneers has your equipment needs covered this spring with Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auctions across the upper Midwest, including Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, Devil's Lake, and Sioux Falls, alongside an incredible line of farm and ranch retirement auctions near Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and Halliday and Judd, North Dakota, and Pfeiffer's premier auctions featuring the Tim Olson Construction Business Retirement Auction near Buffalo, South Dakota. For full inventory details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer and Gelby bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelby heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking bull buying with Lacey Quayle today on Ranching Issues. And Lacey, a proper diet once you get that sire home is also vital, correct?
Definitely is. One of the main points to consider when it comes to nutrition at any time, but especially for our new sires, is to give them a pretty long transition period. Diet and nutrition in general in males can really affect fertility, and so we want to make sure we're changing diets and making those transitions over a long period of time. At least 60 days, but even 90 days to make that transition is going to be really beneficial for those sires. We want them to enter the breeding season somewhere around a body condition score of 6, so making sure they have a diet that is of the appropriate protein and energy content where they're gaining 1.5 to 2 pounds a day and entering that next breeding season at an appropriate body condition.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, ranchingissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, by the Cranview Gelby and Angus Production Sale, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.